You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
It is that time of year. It is the NFL draft. We are a little over 24 hours away. Of course, we've got you covered all week long, all weekend long. Here on the draft on Sports Radio 610. No first-round pick for the Texans as of right now, but we've got you covered for the first round of the draft. And joining us right now, this guy is going to be on all 3 days of coverage for the NFL draft because that's just what he does. This is Christmas time for Johnny Harris, or tax season maybe, as it were. I don't know, Johnny, you tell us, is this something you... If it's a labor, it's a labor of love for you, is it not, John Harris?
You know, it's interesting. It is more like Christmas, Johnny, in the sense that the actual Christmas day, once the work is all done, because there's so much work to get, like to get to Christmas day, like go to the grocery store and, you know, get cooking and all that kind of stuff. But then Christmas day, it's like, okay, let's unwrap the presents, let's have fun. It's more like Christmas day. Okay. Tax season sucks, so I don't even,
okay, yeah, I figured, as soon as I said that, I'm like, oh, yeah. Johnny, he's giving accountant flashbacks right now. Yeah.
It's exactly what it gives me. Even though I never touch the tax side of things, and people that are accountants understand it, everybody thinks accountants like, hey, all you do is tax. Like, I never touched tax. That wasn't my expertise. But the people that do, oh, man, God bless them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's more like Christmas just because all the work's in. And it's kind of a weird feeling the last couple of days. Thank God we had that uniform reveal because it's kind of taken some of my time up, you know, trying to get ready. And then today it's just, yeah, I've got interviews across the board and all access tonight. So it's keeping me busy until tomorrow. And then tomorrow I'll watch Draft Day in the morning because that's just my draft, like, that's
the
my
movie?
Yeah.
That's your Braveheart. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my Braveheart. That's exactly right. Yeah. So I'll watch Draft Day in all of its glory. I wonder why Nick Caserio has not traded 3 first-rounders to move up to number one.
And draft a linebacker.
Yeah, and then draft a linebacker. Vontae Mack, no matter what.
Yep. Off-ball linebacker, to be clear.
Not even an edge rusher.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could make him an edge rusher, kind of like the Cowboys did with Micah Parsons, but...
Wasn't he like 210 pounds?
I don't know, man. Chadwick Boseman was not a big guy.
No!
But then they tried to put him in
Panther.
Those... They tried to put him in those Andre Ware-like shoulder pads. Like, if you ever seen Andre, we always joke with him about it. Like, if you ever seen pictures of Andre back in 89... Mark calls them, like, they look like shelves on his shoulders.
Yeah.
They tried to put those shoulder pads on Chadwick Boseman to, like, beef him up to 230, and he's still, like, 180. So the reason I watched it was back in 2014. I was doing my first draft show for the Texans. They were drafting that night, Jadeveon Clowney. I was pumped, and I was so, like, man, I was, like, antsy. Didn't start till 7 that night. I didn't know what to do. And I was like, you know what? And I drove to the movie theater. And I paid like $4 for the matinee, and I just sat in a movie theater with popcorn and watched Draft Day. I was like, okay, I'm good. And I like, took up my time and was able to kind of relax and then did the show. So I've done that every year on Draft Day.
Love
so
it.
I'll watch Draft Day tomorrow to kind of keep up the tradition.
Love it. Love it.
So, John, obviously the Texans, as of right now, don't have a first-round pick. And you know, we all speculate about who they might take in the second round. I'm curious... Not about an individual prospect, maybe, per se, at defensive tackle, but if you look at the defensive tackles this year, there are a whole boatload of guys that could go in the second or third round who are, like, really athletic but undersized.
Yep.
And then there's Tavondre Sweat, who's in a different category. Like, he's a different creature than, like, everybody else. So we'll leave Tavondre Sweat. But then on the types of defensive tackles that look like Eric Armstead. So if the Texans had tried to trade with Eric Armstead is like 6'7", 295. DeForest Buckner was a defensive tackle with the 49ers, who's 6'7", like 300 pounds. A tall, lanky dude. There's really only two guys in the top four rounds that are like that. One is Mason Smith out of LSU. The other is Gabe Hall out of Baylor. Do you think D'Amico is more inclined to take one of the smaller athletic guys or one of the big, lankier Eric Armstead looking guys?
Well, that's a great question. The thing about it is both Armstead and Buckner were drafted before D'Amico took over, I think, yeah, before he started coaching. So hard to kind of say that, you know, that's the kind of guy that he would fall in love with.
If you think I'm kind of basing this on, like, the trading for Armstead
Well, I think there's, you know, from that standpoint, you know, trading for Armstead, I think there's a lot you were going to get with Armstead. I mean, I think, first of all, experience in this defense, just knowing how to play in this defense, that's something that D'Amico has talked a lot about. You know, hey, these guys, you know, he was asked about the defensive tackles last year. He's like, you know, it took him a second to kind of get used to playing in this defense. And then once they did, once they got the hang of it, then it started clicking. I think there's value in all those guys. I mean, in kind of all of it, to be honest with you, Seth. I think because they've added Fatu Kasi, they've added Settle, you know, those guys aren't, you know, they're not going to be shelter rank as Malik Collins, but I think they're steady, consistent performers, and they're going to give you, you know, a B-plus effort all the time. They're just probably not going to make some of the splash plays that some of the guys in this draft can. Let's start with the two kind of longer guys. Mason Smith from LSU has got a higher ceiling, but Gabe Hall is a better player right now. He is a freakazoid. I saw him do some things, shock shed, just get rid of blocks at the Senior Bowl. I'm like, wow. Like, he took some of these guards and just threw them to the side like they were third graders. It was kind of impressive to watch. And his run stuffing ability is more kind of plays from the backside. Like, the plays he made from the backside at Baylor were incredible. And I could see a lot of value in him. Mason Smith's got a higher ceiling. He's got 35-inch arms. I mean, God, you look at him and go, holy cow, he looks the part. But he tore his ACL in 22, and it didn't look like in 23 he had all of his juice back. I think by the time you get to 2024, he'll have that back. But there's that question of, you know, do you draft a guy, again, with an injury history? And I know it's an ACL versus soft tissue stuff, but do you do that?
It was an ACL that he got just jumping up in celebration.
Yeah.
That's right.
Week one.
Well, because he's kind of gangly. Like, I worry a little bit that, all right, is he athletic enough to handle his height, you know?
Right. And I don't think he's gotten there yet, Seth. I think that's the biggest thing. He's not grown into that yet. He still plays tall. You don't see a ton of pass rush. You know, he's not like Gabe Hall. Like, when he went to one-on-one pass rush at the Senior Bowl, you could tell he had like two or three pet moves, and he threw them and won with every one of them. Like, Mason Smith's just still trying to plow through guys. So I worry about that a little bit. But, man, the quick dudes, Mike Hall from Ohio State, and, you know, throw Leonard Taylor in there. I don't think Leonard Taylor's getting enough love. You know, I kind of soured on him at the end of the year, but I went back and watched him after I got back from the Senior Bowl, because I was thinking about defensive tackle for the Texans. And I watched him against Florida State, and in a couple of games, I was like, man, this dude can move. I like this guy. And there are people thinking he's going in the fourth round. I have him kind of in the mid-80s, because I think he's a really good player. And I don't think he's incredibly productive. He's not going to be Aaron Donald or anybody like that, but I do think he's going to be very, very disruptive, incredibly strong. I would like him. They're just those types in this draft. Chris Jenkins, Ruka Rororo, there are all kinds of them that you can find that are kind of 6'2", 6'3", 295. The one that I want is the one you guys talked about, and that's Braden Fisk. And I'm making sure I say it right. I apologize to both of you, because I heard TV kept calling him Fisky, 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 and then I heard an interview with him at Western Michigan. They said Fisk. So I'm going Fisk until otherwise noticed. But I think Fisk probably fits better than anyone what they want to do. He's got short arms, but I'm not going to worry about that too much, because he plays so hard, and he's so strong and quick, and he knows how to use whatever length he's got. So I would love for him to be at 42. That's the easy pick for me. I just don't know that he's going to be that guy. But I think there are options, even if they don't do it at 42, think about it at 59. I think a lot of those guys will still be there at 59. If there might be one off the board, Fisk, I think, is definitely off the board at 59. But I think the rest of them are going to be there, and I think that's probably the sweeter spot for defensive tackle. I think 42 is a sweeter spot for corner.
Or at least close enough to where Nick can do what he does and duke him a fifth-round pick to move up three spots, six spots like he did last year. John Harris joining us here on Sports Radio 610. Okay, so Johnny, the position group that's been the talk of this draft class, other than quarterback, has been wide receiver and how deep this wide receiver group is. You've talked about it when you've come on with us before. And we've talked about the Texans with that draft capital, this couple second-round picks, third-round pick, even when they were in the first round at 23, that they could be looking wide receiver here. How does the Stephon Diggs trade, in your mind, affect how the Texans look at the day-two type wide receivers?
What's interesting is I don't think it's the trade for Diggs. I think it's lopping off the 3 years of the contract of Diggs because you know you have 1 year with Diggs. As it sits right now, you know you have 1 year with Diggs. You know you have 1 year with Nico Collins. And you've got a wide receiver draft class that's as good as any maybe in the last 25 years, maybe in the history of the game. I mean, it's an incredible draft class, very diverse, so many different options in the wide receiver realm in this class. So you balance all three of those things. I don't know that wide receiver changes in priority all that much. I think that the Texans, let's say the Diggs trade is not made, I think wide receiver is probably a day two priority at that point. And I do think in day two, there's so many different options and we've gone through them all. But I think it's those things. The fact that at the end of 2024, you could be without both Diggs and Nico. And now all of a sudden, holy cow. Now look, the drafts at receiver are going to stay solid. You're still going to be able to find an option at wide receiver going forward. That there's no doubt in my mind about that. I mean, I'm already looking at the class ahead, and you just see the trend of college football. College football, you play 3-4 wide receivers all the time. So good defensive backs move to wide receiver. Mikey Sanders, still from Michigan, is the only one that's going the opposite wide receiver to DB. But you're just going to have deep wide receiver classes, so I don't panic too much. But this is a class in which I feel like I can get a first, second-round talent maybe on, you know, mid to late day two because of what this class is all about. So I think that 59 could be in play. I still think 42, just based on what they have at corner, that just, to me, I'm not as sure about that. And kind of fitting where the value of the positions are and what the needs of the Texans are at that point. And I know best player available. Like, I get all that. I understand. Like, look, if Ladd McConkey's there at 42, I'm running the card up. I'm going to get Ladd McConkey. Adonai Mitchell, I'm probably doing that as well for those two guys. Keon Coleman, I might think about it. I don't know. But those two, I'm running the card up. I'm going to get my receiver because I know I've got those guys for 4 years. Mm-hmm. And I know those guys are going to fit with whatever I've got at wide receiver this year and going forward, depending on – and maybe that drives the decision of Diggs and Nico going forward as well. I want those guys to come back. But I also know I want a receiver from this class because it's that deep. So I don't think the priority changes too much. I do think they'll think about it day two of 59 or 86.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
John, if you look at the quarterbacks, I mean, there seems to be consensus. Okay, Caleb Williams at the top. I think more people than not like Jaden Daniels more than Drake May, but let's call those two the second tier. And then you get down into the J.J. McCarthy's, Michael Penix, Bo Nix. Which of those quarterbacks that aren't Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels has like a perhaps sizable segment of NFL people that actually like one of the lesser guys a lot more? Does that make sense? Like there's an undercurrent of like, man, so there's some people out there that really, really love J.J. McCarthy or something like that.
Yeah, it feels that's the way, Seth. I mean, that's how I was going to answer it. I mean, I think McCarthy is the one that really kind of has people intrigued because they see athleticism, obviously leadership. You know, those are the only intangible things. I think he throws the ball better than people think. And, you know, it's so funny because – it feels like draft season becomes, especially in the college world, you look at, I don't know how many times I've seen, you know, something said about J.J. McCarthy, and the people at Washington lose their absolute bleep. You know, the people at Oregon are just like scoffing at it. It's like you can't say something good about one of the quarterbacks, you know, without taking heat from the other. It's like, come on, man. Yeah, look, Michigan's offense was not based, was not quarterback, you know, centric. Especially this past year. I mean, it was about grinding teams into submission. They had a Joe Moore award-winning line with dudes. Every single starter went to the combine on the offensive line. Their receivers, you know, were good, but they just didn't – that wasn't what they used. But in clutch moments this past year especially, J.J. McCarthy threw the ball extremely well. He makes that play in a national championship game to Colston Loveland down the seam, and it changed the whole game as Washington was trying to get back in it and had to punt in the fourth quarter, and he makes that throw to Loveland. He made throws in the TCU game the year before. I mean, dimes down the field, and it got him back in the game. Now, he also threw a couple picks that ended up going the other way that could have cost Michigan. But I feel like McCarthy is one that NFL teams are intrigued by because they feel like he's got all the assets. Hey, let's just get him a little bit more comfortable throwing the ball, and away we go. Early in this process, the Giants were thinking about moving up to go get McCarthy. You heard at times the Commanders were thinking about McCarthy. I think McCarthy has a lot of the teams intrigued about what he could do in their offense. And what offense is probably the most prolific around the league, or that we see the most around the league? And that's the say it, Seth, the Kubshanistan offense.
Yes. Kubshanistan offense, yeah, yes.
J.J. Yeah. McCarthy can fit that offense well with boots and keepers and movement. And then you throw in, okay, he can move and really run. We can add a couple wrinkles that maybe you wouldn't do with other quarterbacks. Maybe some things you wouldn't even do with C.J. here you could do with McCarthy, mm-hmm. Or would want to do with McCarthy because, you know, he's a guy that runs 4.5, maybe even faster. So I think teams are very intrigued by J.J. McCarthy, and he becomes – kind of that pivotal point in the draft, which team is going to go make the move. Are the Patriots going to take Drake May? And then all of a sudden the Vikings are now, okay, oh my God, we've got to get a guy because Sam Darnold is not our guy.
Yeah.
Or do they wait for Nix and Penix? And boy, that's a game of guts poker trying to wait that out. And I don't even know that with Nix or Penix that you're going to get a guy that right now this year can go step into an offense and lead it the way you want it to. I just think there's too much erratic behavior from both of them to feel good about that. McCarthy, I just feel like you'll get steady. I mean, I think you'll get a 7.5, 8 all the way throughout with little splashes of 9, 9.5. With Nix, Penix, there's a possibility, yeah, you might get 9 one week, but you might get 3.5 the next. Now, it's not kind of a Will Levis thing, but it could be.
John Harris, Texan sideline reporter, footballtakeover.com is his website. Please go check it out. It is really good stuff for this week in particular. And he will be on draft coverage all week long here on Sports Radio 610, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And he will be on the Utopia Football Podcast today as well. So Johnny is making the rounds. Johnny, we appreciate it, man. I'll talk to you in a little while.
All right, love you, boys. Appreciate the listeners, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Love you too, Johnny. Appreciate you. That's the great John Harris joining us here. All right, up next, Callan Hanna in studio yesterday. Asked about Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans working together. If you were wondering kind of whose show it is here, I thought Cal laid it out perfectly yesterday. We will discuss, we will hear that coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.